Hello. This is Will calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Cheryl Boehner.
This is Cheryl.
Hi. Good afternoon, Ms. Boehner. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
I do.
Thank you very much. First question, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they don't.
Thank you very much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am 18 and I am over 18 and registered to vote.
Thank you very much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
100%. Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
Caucasian.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Extremely dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using any number from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Public school teachers.
They're about at a 40.
40, thank you. The U.S. Department of Education.
Again, 40.
40, thank you. Public schools?
30.
30, thank you. Donald Trump?
100.
100, thank you. Woke culture or wokeism?
0.
0, thank you. Moms for Liberty?
I don't know much about them.
Okay, that's...
Is that right wing or left wing?
No, if you don't know anything about them, that's also an answer. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Just based on the knowledge that you have.
Okay.
Next, the National Education Association, or NEA.
They're at about a 25.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
0. Charter schools.
That's a hard one. About a 60.
60,
I don't think they're all the tracked up to be. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Next question. Would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools do much better, public schools do somewhat better, charter schools do somewhat better, or charter schools do much better?
Charter schools do somewhat better.
Somewhat better. Thank you very much. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public school prepare them very well, 5 means schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means public schools do not prepare students at all. Regarding this topic, you may use any number from 0 to 10. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting, 0 to 10.
0.
0, thank you. Embrace America's values and be proud to be an American citizen.
0.
Thank you. Become more organized and have structure.
I'll give them a 3 on that.
Thank you. help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
Zero.
Thank you. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
There was a minus that would go there, zero.
Thank you. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
Again, zero.
Thank you so much. Next question. Will you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of money on public school education?
I don't think money's the problem. So I'm going to say probably the right amount, but I don't think it's being used properly. I know that wasn't the question, but.
Yeah, I know, but unfortunately, you have to answer or choose one of the options I gave you, just, you know, depending on how you view
it. Yeah, just probably the right amount.
Okay. About right. Thank you very much. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last past 2 years?
I have.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade, it's being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No, I disagree.
That will be somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Next question. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you very much. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty and uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree. Strongly.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you very much.
Yes.
Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you very much. We're just about done here. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you support or oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Increasing discipline in schools.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Yes. Strongly support.
Thank you. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Okay. Repeat that one because that one's a little confusing.
Okay, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Okay, so am I supporting the teacher's right to teach that or to ban that? Because it both was in there.
Yeah, do you support that statement or do you oppose it?
I'm not sure. I don't support the right to teachers to teach that, and I don't have a problem with that being banned, if that answers that question.
Yeah, well,
actually, the statement says that if you're in favor of protecting educators' right to free speech and fight back against efforts to ban teachings about race, gender, and sexuality. In other words,
I don't want that taught. I don't think that's a teacher's, that belongs in the home.
Okay, so you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose that statement?
I would strongly oppose that.
Thank you very much. Adding an ethnic studies unit to K through 12 public school curriculum.
I don't know much about that.
Okay, that's an answer too. Will you have me write down that answer that you don't know?
I'm neutral on that. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
As long as it's accurate, I would support it.
Okay. Will that be a strong support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5 means that you find it somewhat convincing, and 0 means that you don't find it convincing at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. And 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. 0 to 10.
I'll give that one a 3 because some of that has no business being in children's hands.
I understand. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just about memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging and critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? The school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead the discussion in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. 0 to 10.
That puts the teacher in charge.
Exactly. It's putting the teacher in charge.
I'm going to give that a 5.
5. Thank you very much. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you very much. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Some college.
Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Disabled, retired.
Thank you very much. Next question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Unmarried.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you very much. Next question. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply at all?
Doesn't apply.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply at all?
Doesn't apply.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for every single one of your opinions and for being such a wonderful person. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.